You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 and Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
We played in London a couple years back, and there's fans for both sides and other teams. So I know Dallas has got a great contingent, Pittsburgh Steelers have a great contingent. And they all come to the game because there's one game. So there's a buzz that takes place through the whole game. There's noise, which is great.
We want to be one of those teams. We've kind of been up and down all year, you know, going to, you know, a good streak and have a losing game. At back end, we want to kind of get more consistent with our actions in the end of the year. I feel like that's the direction we want to head in.
Two great rush-ins and two of the best in the business. They're very well coached. And they've got experienced linebackers, and their secondary flies around. And they've got, obviously, a Pro Bowl corner, and the other one's from BYU, so, they're all good.
And now, as happy to talk to Patrick Mahomes as Mahomes was to talk to him, maybe a little more excited than Patrick, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Excellent work, Rudy. Rudy Salazar with me. As we are on the road today as we continue our 810 food drive, thanks to the guys at The Zone who did a great job over at Aldi's. Of course, what we're looking for is food and lots of it. You can come have some food where we are. We're at Coach's. Basically, you're looking at 9089 West 135th Street. That's if you're going to GPS it. It's 135th and Grandview. That's just a little bit west of Antioch. It's over by the soccer and softball complexes over here on 135th Street. It is an iconic location. It is a place that my family has enjoyed time and time and time again. Brian and his staff do an unbelievable job, and they have been a great partner of ours for years and years and years. 21 years our 810 food drive has been in existence. This is the 21st year, and we would ask you, and it's always, feels like to me kind of how we kick off the season is getting together and thinking about those that are less fortunate than ourselves. You can come by Coach's and help out with the food drive after you pick up your canned goods. Just come right over here to Coach's and drop them off. And while you're here, you can enjoy great specialty burgers. Only 810 or their homemade meatloaf special. Also just 810. It is to die for, by the way. All their food made from scratch right here in-house. It's also time to book your holiday parties. I've had many a basketball and soccer festivity in the back room. It is a great place if you got an office or a big old family. When you want to get together, they've got private rooms for you. They got a big old table. They got the upstairs, which they put the tarp up, if it's not too cold, like a day like today. You could have your festivities up there. It's great. I went to a 40th birthday party up there on a day just like today, and we had a ball up there at the coach's rooftop area. Again, it's like, I don't want to say tarp, but tented, I guess would be the way, tented, and heaters and everything. So that's a great option for you as well. Private rooms that are perfect for any special occasion you've got. Included that enclosed rooftop deck. It is a wonderful spot. I said 9089. Is it 9080? I have a 9080 on here. Curtis, look that up for me, would you?
Okay.
Make sure, because I have two numbers if anybody is GPSing it. But it's basically 135th, 9089. I'm right. I nailed it. Jed, how's your typing?
Obviously not strong. I don't know. Maybe we should talk with the sales department about that.
Passing the buck to Ted. Would you like to talk to Ted? He's here right now. Would you like to throw him under the bus directly?
I think I already did. That was over the air.
Hide on the radio and accuse Ted of getting the address wrong.
Yeah, I guess hide, because I did it on the radio over the air, hiding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the comedy in it. Listen, just bring your canned foods for the holiday food drive to Coach's. I think most people, certainly on the south side of town, know where it is. We've already had a gentleman bring by, I'm just going to say, a fat cash donation. It is sealed, and it says Curtis and Soren.
Nice.
So, listen, that means everybody else has got to pick it up, because this is going to us, I guess, with the name Curtis and Soren on it, right?
Yes. It's ours.
We were joking. I said, this isn't a letter or a note or something. No, donation. Just wanted to know, or giving it through the program. wanted to know. It's a donation for being a listener of the program. Great guy. It's great to get a chance to meet him. We'd love to meet you. Come on out, say hello, and hang out with us at Coaches if you want. I'll be here all the way up until 6 o'clock. And at that point, you can hang out all night if you'd like. Go for it. I don't care. It's a great spot to watch games. It's a great spot for lunch, for dinner. Iconic location here in Kansas City, the Great Coaches Restaurants, for years and years and years. It's right here in Overland Park. Bring your donations and enjoy great specials here at Coaches. So we'd love to see you. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. If you're at work, hey, grab some on your way by, on your way home, and swing by here to Coaches. Get out early. Bosses, encourage your employees to leave early. Buy canned goods and come drop them off. 21st annual food drive, as I've mentioned. All the donations go directly to those in need, like Bishop Sullivan Center and Mission Southside. This year, donations are going to be accepted at every one of the KC area Aldi grocery stores. So if there's an Aldi close to you, if you're up in the Northland, you're like, listen, I'd love to come hang out, Petro, but I'm not driving 50 minutes to get to you. Well, that's all right. Just get to your Aldi and drop off the donation there. Just look for those 8-10 bins, and you can drop them in there, and you will be good to go. So we'd love for you to come on down, take advantage of these great 8-10 food specials, and bring canned goods, lots and lots of canned goods. Now, if for whatever reason you can't get to an Aldi, and if for whatever reason you can't get to Coaches, you can make a donation via the web. Clickety click, 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 810whb.com/food drive. To make your donation. That's 810whb.com/food drive, and you can make your donation right there. And if you make a $20 donation, you're automatically entered to win great prizes. Give you an example of what some of those prizes are. Autographed Patrick Mahomes photo. Autographed Patrick
wow.
Mahomes photo.
That's big.
The more you donate, the more entries you get. See how it works? So if you donate $100, you'd get 5 entries. Donate only what you're willing to win. Yes, donate only what you're willing to win.
I'm a little slow on the uptake, sorry.
The equation. I know you are. I know you are. I'm aware of that. I've figured that out over
You've
the years.
You've noticed that over 2 decades.
Yes. 810whb.com/food drive, or get to your Aldi's, or get here to Coaches and hang out with us. And enjoy the holiday season as we really get things going. A lot of people have it rougher than us, all right? If that statement hits home for you, then here you go. You know, if you're doing well, if you are talking about, you know, what kind of sides and you're all excited about what your family meal is, there are people that are going to have no meal. Forget about, like, not liking the cranberries. Let's be honest. For a lot of us, we are blessed enough that our table is an embarrassing, overdone production of exorbitance. I don't even know if that makes sense. It does to me. It did in my head. I don't know that it did
it works
so much coming out of my mouth. Yeah. But listen, I'm going to tell you that my Thanksgiving tables, my entire life, I have wanted for nothing. And that is why I think it's important for all of us. If you've ever had, you know, if you know you've got a good Thanksgiving meal coming tonight or coming this year, then you need to give back. That's the way it works. So come see us at Coaches or at Aldi's. It is that time of year, and there are a lot of people in need. And it is a great time of year to remember and to give thanks and to help out those that are not as fortunate as us. It's as simple as that. It really is just that simple. Give back.
Yep.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't even cost you that much.
No.
So
at all,
you know, I mentioned you can win an autographed Patrick Mahomes photo. We're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes here a little bit later on in our next segment. Give you a little bit of teaser for the entire interview, which we'll play at 5 o'clock. Patrick Mahomes back playing, so he is back talking with us here in the program. Coming up next hour, we'll get some Jedlines and some Stump the Chumps. We're going to be down a man, gentlemen,
yeah.
As Peter Yates Enoch, under the weather, had a little surgery, doing well. He's at home. Everything went very well, so no need for concern, but do give a little positive thought for our buddy Pete. I talked to him last night, and he's doing really well, but had a little surgery and is going to be out today. He said, come hell or high water, I'll be back next week. I said, well, I hope neither hell nor high water occurs, but we'll gladly have you back. But we're down a man, So a great chance to win Cajun food when we're down a man, right, Kay?
Yeah, he'll be back hell and high water. Like both. Not just either, both. Bring it, says Enoch.
You know, at times in working with Pete, he is hell to work with. And sometimes you feel like you got your waders on, that it is kind of high water or high something that you got to wade through. Blair Kirchhoff is going to be with us at 4 o'clock. Is he coming here to coaches?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Dynamite drop-in, Jed.
You know,
yes.
I noticed someone tweeted out a picture earlier of the workroom at Arrowhead with all the international reporters there because of the Mexico talk, and everyone was looking. There was one guy sitting at his desk typing away, and it was Blair Kirchhoff, always working, always working.
Diligent scribe. That's Blair Kirchhoff.
Yep.
Diligent. Diligent. And then Patrick Mahomes coming up, the entire interview coming up at 5 o'clock. Let's start with a little bit of the conversation we heard today from Andy Reid. He was talking. I think this game, listen, and I brought this up with Patrick Mahomes today, a sense of urgency. Right? The Raiders are basically tied with you. In my mind, the Raiders have already gotten to where they are at, what would it be, 7-4?
Yep.
Because they're 5-4 right now, and they have the Bengals at home and at the Jets. And I think those are two teams that are absolutely cooked. Absolutely cooked. And I don't see any kind of Herculean effort coming out of either one of those teams. So I fully expect the Raiders to win the next two. And if I were the coach, I would be telling my team that the Raiders are going to win the next two, that you better win this game with the Chargers. And you better take care of business and not get in trouble during the bye week. It's one of the things we see every year with that, you know, wave goodbye to, all right, let's be smart. You know, when you got that bye week, the coaches are always terrified. Guys are going to go out and party and get in trouble and get arrested or something like that. I would be pitching it now, and I would be pitching it when they head off to the bye week, that, look, you're tied with the Raiders. Any margin for error you had, you gave it up with the Tennessee Titans. The Raiders are going to come into this building at 7-4, so you better win against the Chargers, or you're going to be playing uphill. And the fact that you got a win in hand against the Raiders already will be irrelevant if you don't take care of business the next couple of weeks, because you'll be a full game behind the Raiders. So I think this is a monumental game. I think it is a very important one. I don't know that Mexico helps or hurts either team, frankly, in my opinion. I don't have an angle. I'd listen to one, 913-83-810-810. If you want to try to explain to me why it's great for the Chiefs or great for the Chargers. I mean, and I mean it. If you're like, well, Chargers are giving up a home game, so they did it on purpose because they think it's actually a better place to win a divisional game, Mexico, than playing at home in L.A., where they undoubtedly are the road team, because the opposing fans always outnumber Charger fans. Here, it'll at least be mostly just football fans that don't really have an allegiance to either team. Proximity-wise, because Los Angeles is closer to Mexico than Kansas City, everybody always assumes, well, there's probably more Charger fans, except for actually Kansas City is closer to Mexico City than Los Angeles is. It's a fact. You can look it up. It's basically straight south of where we are here in Kansas City, so it's south and east for an L.A. team to travel, so the Chiefs actually are the closer team in this game. I don't think that has any real relevancy, but I do think that this is going to be a game that, if anything, maybe the Chiefs gave up a little bit of advantage by having to go to Mexico, because a small, intimate stadium that's mostly red, I think, just sucks the life out of the Chargers. I think it just beats them down. What a horrible existence. We know how upset Damian Williams was and Chris Jones was when the Minnesota Vikings brought some fans in here to Arrowhead. They called and told Chiefs fans and made a point, you know, of talking and saying that you can't sell your tickets. That's what they thought for one time. The Chargers, game in, game out, their fans are outgunned. What do you think it feels like to be a Charger and look around the stands? If Chiefs players are irritated off one Vikings game, how hellacious is it to be a Charger and look up into the stands and see what's going on? They're going to welcome getting to Mexico and having it just be a neutral field. That is a better existence for them. And I think, you know, we've talked about it. I thought a great statement that was made by Kevin Harlan a number of years ago. He said, look, pretty much across the board, you can look at the two quarterbacks that are playing in an NFL game, and whoever's got the higher passer rating is probably going to win. Right? That's what he gave us, which to translate beyond that is to say that, okay, if you have the better quarterback, you're the favorite. You know, it's in. You can take it as passer rating being, you know, the what you use to judge it. But rule of thumb, whoever has the better quarterback is the guy that's probably, you know, is the team that's probably going to win. It's as simple as that. In a matchup of Phillip Rivers and a matchup of Patrick Mahomes, who has the better quarterback?
The Chiefs.
Yeah. I think it's and literally that easy.
And by I think by a wider margin than they would have a year ago. I mean, Rivers was having an amazing Fountain of Youth season, and I think the Chiefs' defense is better equipped to handle it. I don't see a game like we saw at Arrowhead last year with that passing offense this year.
No. And the Chargers are in their usual, you know, first half swoon, which has now gone into the second half, and they don't seem to be digging out of it. I think if you can get things going south against them, they will fold the tent and go away. But by far, if you look at it, if you want to measure by QBR, which I'm a big fan of the QBR statistic, Patrick Mahomes ranks third in the NFL, sidebar, behind only Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson. Phillip Rivers ranks 19th. This has to be a win. And I will tell you that, look, I have long defended, and I will continue to defend, on a case-by-case basis, Andy Reid against the attacks of him being a moron when it comes to the clock, on an individual basis of what plays it was. And listen, the guy's not a moron by any stretch of the imagination. I will freely acknowledge he's not the best at the clock, but I would consider him to be about average because I think most coaches make a lot of mistakes. But the one thing that, Curtis, you ran out there and dug up is his record in three-point games is around 500. Eric Eager says, well, that's what it should be because you get late in games. It basically, if it's close, it means they're two evenly matched teams, and it really is kind of a coin flip. How much time is left? Whoever scores last kind of dictates who wins, and so that's kind of a coin flip, except for Bill Belichick dominates those games. And if you want to say, well, Belichick gets by because he has the quarterback, well, Andy Reid has the quarterback now. And in games decided by 3 points or less, Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes is 2-4. It's not good enough. And that's got to turn around. And if it doesn't turn around, then there really is an issue. And there's no way around saying, well, you know, they had injuries. They had time and time again, if you have the better quarterback, you got to win those close games. You got to win those close games. Doesn't mean you can't win a championship not winning them. He wins most of his games, and he wins most of his games by more than one score, so the three-point games become less important. But almost undoubtedly, you will get to the postseason and have to win a game that's a one-score game. And so Andy Reid needs to start winning one-score games. I'd like to believe that this game against the Chargers won't come down to one score, but if it does, Andy Reid has the better quarterback. He should win this game. He has the advantage of being able to run the ball and burn a little more clock to get it closer to leaving nothing at the end because he's got a guy that he knows can throw and make the plays. We talked a lot with Seth Kizer yesterday. If you missed that, go listen to the podcast of the 5 o'clock hour where Seth breaks down how Andy Reid basically took the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hand on 3rd and 2. And where he ended up in the slide, he gave him one option and one option only, a screen to Blake Bell. It wasn't there, and Patrick Mahomes had nowhere else to go with the ball. There were no other receivers, nothing else to create with, or at least by Seth Kizer's view of it after studying the film, and he studied a lot of film. That can't happen anymore. And so if Andy Reid has been in the mindset that, look, I got Alex Smith, I got Donovan McNabb, I have A.J. Feely, I have Mike Vick, I have Kevin Cobb, I have Matt Moore, I have all these different quarterbacks that are okay to good, and so I've got to dictate where the football's going. He doesn't have that anymore. He's got the Hall of Famer, and he has to put the ball in the Hall of Famer's hands. Future Hall of Famer, clearly. Spare me the tweet. So when you have that kind of dynamic weapon at quarterback, you've got to win these close games. You don't have to call up the perfect play. He will evade with his legs. He will find a guy. He's got the arm strength to make it happen. This is the way Andy Reid has to adjust and how he has to grow as a coach. If this game's a three-point game, he's got to win it. He has the better quarterback. He should win it on that standpoint. He's got the better record. He should win it on that. There's no real home field advantage for the Chargers. This is a football game the Kansas City Chiefs should win. The only players not practicing today were what? Ogba, who is out. He had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the other two? I forgot.
Okafor and Blake Bell.
Okafor and Blake Bell. So that means Eric Fisher is practicing. The Chiefs sound like if this is going to continue, they're going to get healthy in a hurry. And they're going to get a lot of pieces back. No more. The Chiefs took a step back on defense. They got to fix whatever the problem was and get back to playing the kind of defense they did the 3 weeks previous. It's time to go. There needs to be a sense of urgency. You are basically in a flat-footed tie with the Oakland Raiders. And, yes, you've got another game head-to-head. And, yes, a sweep against the Raiders would serve as a tiebreaker, but that absolutely cannot be the mentality. Because you can't guarantee that if you lose to the Chargers, you're going to come back and beat the Raiders, and then you're going to match them every game the rest of the way. You have to consider every game now a must-win. We're getting to the point, and I thought Tim Grunhard made a great point this morning. Asked about their record, he said, I'm getting nervous. More and more it's feeling kind of 9-7. They can still get to 10-6. I'm more optimistic, but I'll also completely offer that I'm just a homer. And Tim Grunhard's the only guy just being unbiased and giving you a real breakdown. I like to believe that Steve Spagnuolo and the defense are going to look a lot more like what they did the three previous games than what they did against the Titans. Can't guarantee it. Can't guarantee it. But if they do, I'd like to believe that this team is 11-5 or better. Scares me when Tim Grunhard, who knows what he's talking about, is talking about 9-7 or 10-6. That makes me nervous. That should scare the Chiefs. If they're not playing with some fear this week against the Chargers, then they've got big-time problems. Then they don't get it. And there's no more letting down because Patrick Mahomes is back. You did that last week. You lost, and now you have no margin for error. There are some people that will have no food on their table this Thanksgiving. It is a crushing, devastating thing to think about. There are a lot of people that struggle for food. You know, I talk about this with Catholic Charities when we do their golf tournament, and one of the big things that Catholic Charities supports is a summer lunch program. All right? In this area where we think of everybody having food in America's heartland, right, where we grow tons, literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons of food, we have people who will not eat. That should not happen where we are, and we're going to do everything we can today and through the weekend with help from our friends at Aldi and here at Coaches of trying to give everyone we can possibly give a meal this Thanksgiving time and for as long as we can this year. Listen, think about this. I thought Corey Anderson made a great point. Give all year round. You know, we come together at Thanksgiving. If you haven't given all year, it's an absolute must that you give something now, whether it's a donation, which you can do even online. We've made it very easy for you. Just go to 810.com/food drive, and we're even bribing you. Every $20 donation gets you entered to win an autographed picture of Patrick Mahomes. So make sure you enter early and often in $20 increments. If you put $100 in, you're entered five times for it. It is a great, great thing, but do it most of all because it's the time of year to give. We give thanks at Thanksgiving, and we give back here in Kansas City, and that's what we'd like you to do. Help us out here on our 21st annual 810 Food Drive. We're broadcasting live at Coaches today, basically just a stone's throw west of 135th and Antioch. We'd love to hear you, see you here today in the program.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. He's the reigning NFL MVP and an ESPY winner. He has his own cereal.
Part of this complete breakfast.
He puts ketchup on ketchup. He's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
How you doing?
Exclusively on the Program.
Presented by Community America Credit Union. With options like high interest savings, wealth management, Chiefs checking, and more. Community America is powering the rise of Kansas City. Visit communityamerica.com to learn more. And by Xfinity. Get live stats and scores right on your TV with Xfinity X1. Only from Xfinity.
All right, welcome back. You're in the Program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Our 21st annual 810 Food Drive is underway. It will be going all weekend long. You can make your donations all the way through Sunday. We'd love to see you here today. But if you can't get here today, just make sure you get to a neighborhood Aldi sometime this weekend. You can get here to Coaches today. Make your donation right here. We've got a truck out front to take all your food donations. We will be happy to accept monetary donations as well. And if you just can't get to one of the locations or you just don't want to, either way, that's fine with us. Just make sure you give a donation online, 810WHB.com/food drive. a statistic that was given to me during the break, 25,000 homes in Johnson County go to bed hungry every night. 25,000 in Johnson County alone. All your donations are going to stay right here in Kansas City and be distributed immediately to those in need, courtesy of the Bishop Sullivan Center and Mission Southside. Please think about those that are in need this holiday season. You can swing by the Aldi right across from us where the the guys are over at 119th. There's an Aldi's right here at 135th in Antioch, and then swing over here to Coach's. You can drop it off there, but we'd love for you to come over here to Coach's and drop it off with us and take advantage of these great lunch specials. 810 for their specialty burgers, wonderful burgers here. The homemade meatloaf, that is an awesome dish. That's just $8.10. You can take advantage of it, and while you're here, book the private rooms for your holiday parties, festivities, get-together. Bring your canned goods to Coach's, 9089 West 135th Street. That's 135th and Grandview. Grandview is just a little bit to the west of Antioch, to give you an idea. So come see us today here in the program. Patrick Mahomes, had a chance to speak with him out at the University of Kansas Health System Training Complex a little bit earlier today. And I asked him first off, health-wise, how's he doing? How's the ankle? How's the knee?
They're both doing really well. It was good to get out there again, play the game, got to move around, scramble around, and had no problems. So hopefully we can keep that going. I'm right. Obviously stay at top of conditioning and staying on with my health and everything like that. But hopefully I can get out there and play with no problems.
Do you have to change your mindset because you've always been a guy that would make plays? I'm going to get to your jump pass here in a minute. Do you approach it differently? Like, hey, I got to be looking to maybe unload the ball instead of maybe trying to buy some more time, or is it all the same?
No, I think you just play the same game. I mean, you trust that the trainers and the doctors have cleared you and know that you can go out there and do what you do. And for me, I feel like when people play a little bit more timid is when they usually get hurt. And so I just try to go out there and play my game and do what I've done that's gotten me here, and hopefully that I can just keep having success and staying healthy on that field.
Did it take you a minute to maybe knock the rust off? Was there a couple of throws, or did you need to get that hit? You know, I know that's one of the things that guys usually talk about. Oh, I get that first hit out of the way, and then you kind of get things going. Did you feel it kind of click in at some point?
I think it was just when I got out on the field and started playing. I mean, I think all the pregame warm-ups and all the different stuff that I try to do to prepare myself, you still are kind of thinking about it. But then once you get on the field and you have so much on your mind as far as what you need to do in order to have success as an offense and as a team, I think that kind of took my mind off of the knee and the ankle.
And how about the day after? Did it feel anything different or just normal post-game feelings?
Yeah, I felt exactly the same as I'd felt after every other game. And so I was able to get through the game, do what I had to do, and I've came out and I feel exactly the same. I feel like I'm still getting better every single day.
All right, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here in the Reese Nichols studio. Patrick, how about the game itself? A lot of things went right for you guys. And a lot of things went wrong, like seemingly like everything that could have gone wrong in some key moments did. This was a game, Curtis, who works with me, pulled it. Teams that have had outgained their opponents by 150 yards, had more than 15 minutes time of possession and were even in turnovers, are 90-2. Like that game for you guys, like it literally took almost everything else to go against you. I know it's always tough to lose in the NFL. I know it's tough when a team gets you at the very end. Does that game feel like we did all these things right and this was just bad luck, right? I know with all the preparation you don't want to call it luck, but just everything that could go wrong did go wrong and that's what got you. And if any one or two of those things happen, if three or four of them go your way, you win this game by double digits. How did that game feel afterwards?
Yeah, I think just – as a team that we didn't execute at a high enough level. If you saw the end of the game, there was a chance for the offense, the defense, and the special teams to kind of put that game away. And so as a team, really this season, we haven't really executed at the level that we expect from ourselves. And so as we go throughout this week, I think we're really going to focus on that, focus on trying to clean up the way we play the game and not just think we're going to get out there and get the win. We're going to have to go out there every single week and put our best effort forward. We're going to have to go out there and execute at a higher level. I mean, our backs are kind of against the wall now, so you have to kind of go out there and find a way to win football games.
There's a phrase, no battle plan survives combat, right? You got a great plan, but once you get in there, the bullets start flying around from a military perspective, and you have to adjust and do what you have to do to make it work. Same thing in football. Every play looks like it's a touchdown on the board, right? Every game plan, every season you go into it, injuries occur, different things happen. Guys have to adapt and overcome. But it is a lot that you guys have had to overcome. I know it's funny. I listen to the breakdowns nationally, and people don't mention you were down for two games. Left tackle being down all day, you know, all season pretty much. Tyreek Hill being down. All these different things, and defensively I could go through all the guys that are down. I know it's next man up and you got to go play, but that's got to affect your rhythm amongst who it is, particularly in game where you went through – what, three right tackles in three plays? I mean, that's got to be difficult to overcome. At some point, there is more than you can actually handle, isn't there?
I don't think so. I think it's more about execution than it is about everything. I mean, kind of like I was saying a little bit ago, I mean, just the fact that we didn't put the game away whenever it needed to be put away. I mean, those are games that you have to win when you're in those situations, when you're moving the ball like that, and when you get to that situation where you're in a third and short and you try to make a play. And, I mean, that's the thing. We didn't put it away as an offense, and then we didn't put it away as defense, and we didn't put it away with the special teams. And whenever you don't do those things, teams that play hard like the Titans and teams that have talent on their team are going to find ways to win the game. And so for us, we know that everything's still ahead of us. We can still do whatever we kind of set as our plan before the season, but it's going to take a lot better execution as a team. And as leaders in this team, we're going to make sure that we're ready to go whenever this season goes on.
Yeah, and that's where the Chiefs stand. I think this is a team that has played at a fairly high level at times. It's lacking consistency. There's no doubt that injuries are a big part of the concern for this football team. If they can get healthy, I think they can play better. But at some point, though, you know, it's go time. And I think what's also been lacking, I like Jason Anderson's theory. I think you saw a team that wasn't mentally sharp. I think they kind of let down and were in awe of what Patrick Mahomes did and maybe thought Patrick would win it all for him. And I think you saw a team that just felt like it had a big fat cushion when in reality it was only one game up in the loss column. And that's now gone. So there has to be a sense of urgency for this team, and certainly we've come far enough 10 games into it that there's no more excuses for the defense. They have to come together. They cannot have the kind of games that they had against the Tennessee Titans. They've got to be mentally sharp. They've got to focus. They've got to execute. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes said it. I mean, on offense, on defense, on special teams, every single one of all three phases of the game had a chance to seal that game, and not a one of them could do it.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about any one of half a dozen plays, and they don't lose that game, and not one person was able to ring the bell. I mean, Patrick Mahomes rang about as many bells as you possibly could, but it seemed as if everyone else kind of faltered. It's one of the things that Frank Clark said today, you know, that this is where it's time. This is where it's time just to start taking that move north, and he's right. Now, he's one of the guys, I think, that is a part of that, but he did identify the correct timing of what this is. Win this game, you get a week off, then the Raiders come to town, you win that game, and you're a game up with a head-to-head sweep. And you're feeling pretty good as you head down the final quarter of the season. Trip up on Monday, and you said that the Raiders come in with a head of steam, then you find yourself down. So the next 2 weeks are going to take, maybe I'm not unearthing anything crazy, but the next 2 weeks, two division games, two things, types of games that Andy Reid has routinely been really good at, particularly of late, of the last 3 years, are going to really shape what is possible for this team to me in January. Yes, they've got a quarterback who can overcome anything, but you don't want to have him. You don't have to put too much on his plate. You'd like to at least be able to get the division title to where you get a home game in week one before having to go on the road. So the next 2 weeks, which are spread over 3 weeks of the calendar, are just enormous. And it didn't seem like they would be as big as they were a month ago.
No, and you know, I think maybe that's what they need to play their best ball. You know, maybe that's what they need to the sense of urgency. And again, look, I mean, the injuries are real, and I know we've become accustomed to them. We're used to them, and so they can't sit and say, well, you know, guys are hurt. They're starting to get those guys back. They're not going to get Ogba back. Okafor is not practicing, so they're not going to get him back. And let me just write this thing down. Ogba's out. Mm-hmm. He's had surgery today, but Reed said he had to mention him. And who was the other one?
Okafor and Blake Bell.
And Blake Bell. Otherwise, everybody else that's not IR'd is practicing.
And so you got to be optimistic that Eric Fisher is going to get back there. There's a lot of things. And look, what they can't do if they get those guys back, if they get Eric Fisher back in the offensive line, starts to stabilize a little bit, what they can't do is go, oh, okay, so now we're all good. They have to get everybody back and play with a sense of urgency. And Andy Reid has to coach with a sense of urgency. And if his defense is not getting it done in game, there can be no more punting it away because, you know, I had confidence in our defense. Well, then you become the dunce of the week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to read what your team is doing. You're in the get-it-right business, and he needs to get it right when it comes to the decision-making. So, listen, all that being said, I fully expect it all to happen. I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to play with a sense of urgency. I think they're going to handle business against the Chargers. I think they're going to handle business against the Raiders. For whatever reason, Andy Reid, that's the one thing I know they lost to the Chargers at home last year, but he has dominated the AFC West. So he seems to be able to get his team to focus for these games. There's the other aspect that the Chargers aren't very good. If you believe Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. Mm-hmm. That means they're not very good. And the Raiders are a team that I think is still building towards what they're going to be. It's time for the Chiefs to go, and it begins right here in Mexico.
And one more point on Monday. Doing that is obviously both teams have a hurdle they're not used to. So they're in foreign territory, but they're an uncharted territory as far as that kind of travel. Which coach do you have more faith in to have his team prepared to travel 1,800 miles and play a football game, Andy Reid or Anthony Lynn? I'll take Andy Reid.
Yeah, I will too. And I don't see any circle the wagons going on with the Chargers. The other thing is the Chargers are a team without a home. These teams are supposed to struggle. What they did last year, Anthony Lynn may have deserved Coach of the Year, and he may get fired this year. But with really having no permanent home, it's difficult to get a team to focus and really play at a high level. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes, but I expect the Chiefs to play and play well. 913-3810-810. Take your phone calls. We'll also hear from Frank Clark coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win some great Cajun food from Jazz. You got a chance to get some great lunch right now at Coach's. Come on in, have a beer, grab some lunch. $8.10 for the homemade meatloaf. $8.10 for the specialty burgers. You can come in and take advantage of that right now. Please bring your canned goods. You can stop by the Aldi across the street if you want. They have partnered with us, and every Aldi around the metro is a drop-off location, as is Coach's right here, just a stone's throw to the west of 135th and Antioch and 135th and Grandview.
The program with Soren Petro, weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, you just never know who's going to show up here at Coach's. You just never know who's going to come in and say hello. It is the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're live at Coach's, 135th and just a stone's throw west of Antioch. It's actually 135th and Grandview, 9089 west 135th Street. You can drop off your food donations here and get yourself some great food. Of course, the Coach's menu, always a great opportunity for you to get great, great food. But really, the spirit, while you dine, make sure you bring for others. And we're going to sweeten the pot. I mentioned every $20 donation gets you entered to win great prizes. Included in that, autographed photos of Patrick Mahomes. Any $100 donation will get you entered to win two lower-level tickets to the Chiefs and Raiders, and we'll even get you parked. By that, I mean we'll give you a parking pass. We're not going to actually ride out and park your car for you. I mean, that would actually be worth like $5,000, I think, to like actually get you in there and park you. Because that's some of the toughest travel there is.
Yes.
Right? The final few feet at Arrowhead. Some of the toughest travel you can find. So, listen, come on out. We'd love to see you. If you can't get here, you can make your donations online, 810WHP.com/food drive. We've been doing great with the cans of food. I got to be honest with you. I hope some people are holding some checks or they're gathering their forces at work. Because we're down on money. So I would love to see some dollars given as well. But if you're buying food, hey, we'll take either. But we'd love to see some more cash given because we know there's a lot of folks that aren't going to be able to get out and get the food. So give us the cash right now. Give it to us. We want it so that we can give it to those who are less fortunate. 25,000 households in Johnson County alone go to bed hungry every single night. That is why we do this food drive for the 21st consecutive year to benefit Bishop Sullivan Center and Mission Southside. So please give monetarily, 810whb.com/food drive, or go to any Aldi or right here to Coaches, and we'll be happy to take your cash donation as well. Let's talk to Jam and Jeff. He's waiting patiently on our Sprint guest line. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I am doing well, Seren. It's good to talk to you. Just got a question and a comment real quick about the game Monday night.
Okay.
Seren, do you think that defense, with everybody trying, hopefully getting healthy anyway, is going to be able to really stop Melvin Gordon? I mean, the Chargers have had to go back and look at that tape against the Titans we played and saw what Derrick Henry did. And you know that Melvin Gordon has just got to be drooling like a mad dog waiting to get in there and gouge that defense. And do you really think that the Chiefs defense can shut him down and maybe even, say, keep him under 100 yards? That's my question, okay? Thanks.
Okay, and I appreciate it, Jeff. And listen, you said can they shut him down? Yeah, I mean, like hold him to 20 yards or something? Oh, I think that's unlikely. But they did a good job against the Broncos, a decent job against the Packers, and a really good job against a Viking team that had the number one running back in the NFL. Three consecutive games, they averaged giving up 98 yards. Can they have that kind of day against the Chargers? Yes, they absolutely can. Will they? Well, I felt a lot more confident before they got freight trained by Derrick Henry. I'm not a big Melvin Gordon guy. I think the Chargers made the right move in not paying him. I don't think he's worth a big chunk of your cap. So, yeah, the Chiefs absolutely can, and they damn well better. Dick, you're in the program. What's going on, Dick?
Hey, Seren, I want to talk a little bit about Blake Bell. I noticed today that he was he was injured and did not participate in practice, and I was in Nashville for the game and noticed that he did go out like in the first quarter and was questionable to return. Now, obviously, he did come back, but I really question if he was slowed in some manner. I'm with you. Why only make one option for Patrick on that 3rd-and-2 play? But it does, and I understand the surprise element, but why do you, if he is slowed by some injury during that game, why make him the option? A guy, you know, with 3 catches for 10 yards all season long.
Yeah.
I looked at the video. If you look at it, he tries to sell the block before the screen, but he really doesn't do a very good job of it. Now, I'm not saying that would have mattered to Hill of Beans because that Evans kid, the guy that did the scoop and score, that linebacker, he played it just perfectly. I mean, he didn't bite on it at all. And then he hung with him, and then at the perfect moment when the Titans defender, linemen that were all released after the Chiefs players were going downfield to get in front of the screen, they all flowed that way, and then Patrick really didn't have a place to throw it, and that's when Evans, that linebacker, closed on Patrick, and he just slid down. And I'm not saying it wouldn't matter, but it just, if that goes into the equation, why?
Well, and that's the thing, Dick, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm sorry we're running short on time. It all goes into the equation, and that's where the communication on the sideline. If he was hurt to the point that he can't practice right now, you would presume it would have affected him on the play, and that information has to get to the coach. Whether it's Bell telling the trainers or the trainers telling Reed, that has to get there.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show, sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, over the last 100 years, how many qualifying pitchers have had a whip of .80 or better? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.